أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوايت الأربعين، نوايت الاعتكاف، نوايت الخلوة، نوايت العزلة، نوايت الرياضة، نوايت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Tonight, inshallah, we will continue tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. We have already finished A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. And today, inshallah, we will begin with Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Sheikh Saheb Mahmood will recite for us Surah Al-Fatiha with Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Ar-Rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. وبلغنا نبيه الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاكرين بقلب سليم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Some scholars say it is an ayah being revealed by itself. And some scholars, they say that it is part of the Fatiha. And that's why we see in some of thought, they connect Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with the Fatiha in a loud voice when they pray. And some school of thought, they are not connected, but they recite it by itself because they consider it is not part of the Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is the key of Quran. He is Miftah al-Quran. It is the opening for the Holy Quran. The Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim will open all the secrets and all the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed through Holy Quran. By reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the first what the pen wrote in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, in the preserved tablet, was Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the first what Adam alayhi salam has spoken was Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Even the unbelievers used to recite Bismi, instead of saying Bismillah, they used to say Bismillah tawal uzza, calling upon their gods. And Allah upon their idols, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is incorrect. What they have to say is that in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bismillah means Bismillah, in the name of Allah I say, Bismillah aqulu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The alif and the word aqulu has been taken away. Only for grammar, it is becoming Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ay Bismillah aqra, or Bismillah atlu. In the name of Allah I read, or in the name of Allah I recite. It is said that all knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent was downloaded, if you want to use the term of today, in the ba' of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قَدْ أَوْدَعَ اللَّهُ جَمِيعَ الْعُلُومِ فِي الْبَاءِ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Why? Because Allah said, be كان وما يكون. me in me, by me, in my power, be, what's be? Baya. With me, everything be and it will be. And that's the ba. Be kana wa ma yakun. Be kana ma kan wa bi yakun ma yakun. And more, with me means be in Arabic we say, not be of English, but be of Arabic means al-ba wal-ya, two letters. The ba, laying down like a ship and the dot under it, and the ya, ya refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba refer by me. Happen what happened, was what was, and with me will be what will be in the future and in the present. And that's why everything being inside the ba, and that's why the first letter that the Holy Quran begins is the ba, Bismillah ar-Rahman. فوجود العوالم بي, the existence of all universes is in the ba, because the ba is in me, is with me, it is me, it is me that I'm bringing that ba. Through that ba I made all these universes. And someone said, ما نظرت شيئا إلا ورأيت الله فيه. I never look at something except I see a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there. And to see the sign of Allah in something means you are seeing in the ba, because the ba is the what you point out for things. You can say bil ghurfa, bil masjid. We can say al masjid is mosque. So if you want to say these people are in the masjid, we say bil masjid yujad unasun. Then you can find people. You say bis sayyara rakibu, in the car they sat in. So that ba is the indication of everything that exists inside something. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the ba I put all these knowledges. So someone wants knowledges means he has to enter into the ocean and the secret of harful ba, the letter of ba. And that's why the alphabet is very important to learn. Not to learn how to recite it, but to learn how to swim in the ocean of every letter. And that's why awliya, they say, every letter of the Holy Quran at least has 12,000 oceans of knowledge. Not the alphabet, but every letter that even it is repeated in the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran, how many letters do we have? Huh? Around half a million letters. In every letter, Allah gives to awliya's heart at least 12,000 oceans of knowledge. And all of them are in the ba. Awda'ahu fil ba. And what is the wisdom and secret that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the basmala by ba, and they began the Quran by the basmala, mean using the word, the letter ba, is because the ba is always in its frustration situation, is always bowing, is not standing. Aleph is always standing, is its indication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aleph is the beginning of Ismullah. always must be straightforward. The Ba is related to universes, is related to creation. Alif is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why it has to be proud of itself, standing. Like pine trees in winter or in summer, they are green, standing, nothing affects them. That's in dunya. Alif is the first letter of Ismul Jalal. Must be always up, cannot be down. And it relates to Akhirah, as you one time explained. Anything related to Akhirah must begin with Alif. Allah begin with Alif. Sayyidina Muhammad, his name in Akhirah is Ahmad, begin with Alif. Muslim is in dunya is Muslim, in Akhirah the religion is Islam. Mu'min in dunya, in Akhirah is Iman. Muhsin in dunya, in Akhirah is Ihsan. So everything related to Akhirah must begin with Alif. Anything related to dunya begin with Meem, but every all this is inside the Ba that begins the Basmala. So the Basmala, the Ba of the Basmala is the indication of dunya, of universes. That's why it has to bow. Alif doesn't need to bow. Alif doesn't need to make prostration. Alif is one letter of Allah's name. The Ba is the beginning for dunya. It was related to dunya, and dunya has to prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why it is the Ba is always in the prostration position. When someone in a prostration position means accepting his Lord, not associating anyone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give him and will raise him to haqiqatul wahdaniyah wa haqiqatul ahadiyah. And haqiqatul wahdaniyah, the reality of oneness, and above the reality of oneness, there is one reality that Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached, the only one that he reached. Wahdaniyah is to everything signs indicate to the oneness of Allah. Ahadiyah is different. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. Ahad is different. It is the reality of uniqueness. Means there is no resemblance. It's that is above the reality of oneness. So when an abd is always in a perfect worshipness, that reality carries him. And what carry? What the ship of Nuh was carrying every creation that Allah ordered Sayyidina Nuh to put in the ship, and it was in the shape of Ba. You know the Arabic letter Ba? Is like that. So it is in the shape of Ba. And who is carrying the Ba? Is the power of oneness, the power of Qudra. And Qudra is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the power of oneness is the dot. Because through the dot, everything was creating Big Bang. So that's why Allah gave the Ba, because it was humble and was in a bowing situation, prostration, and it relates, it symbolizes this world, this universe, the Ba, carrying the whole Ba. Who can carry the Ba? Is the dot. And the dot is the indication and the symbol of al-hawiyyah, al-huwiyyah, al-ghaybiyyah. The unseen, unknown essence that create and carry everything. That's why Allah gave the Ba, the dot, to carry. It means carrying it from Bahrul Qudra. means with a dot I am carrying the whole universe. Look, Allah Azamullah. With something that for human being, how a dot can carry, how a pin, a needle can carry this, the mic. It's not possible, it's heavy. Allah showed miracles that whole this dunya, a dot can carry it. And that dot is a universe by itself. That of knowledge that Allah put. Without that dot, ba is unknown. Without the dot, it's not a ba anymore. It's no meaning. When it became ba, by the dot. Take the dot out, has no meaning. Means without that secret that Allah puts from Bahrul Qudra under the ba, to carry these universes will be disappearing. That dot make the whole issue. And that's why if you look at all the other letters, like the ba, what other letters we have? Like the ba. Ta and sa. Where are the dots? Up means the means the ta is carrying two dots and the sa is carrying three dots. Means the ta is carrying the mass and the spirit. And the sa is carrying the three dimensions of this universe. And all of them is being carried by the ba because the dot is under. Ba has no dots on top. It has under. So everything means depends on that dot. And that dot coming from Bahrul Qudra. Allah, Allah. And when it was being given and granted the dot, it said, Ya Rabbi, don't give me more than one dot. Because the dot resembled the lover. I have only one lover, is you. You carry me. And that's why Allah gave the ba one dot, and it is said, فَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا عُرِضَتْ عَلَيْهَا النُّقَطْ مَا قَبِلَتْ إِلَّا وَاحِدَةٌ لِيَكُونُ حَالُهَا كَحَالِ الْمُحِبِّ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا مَحْبُوبًا وَاحِدًا. Well, Allah asked the ba, how many dots you want? And the ba said, I want only one dot. Because I want one lover. That's and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means to carry the whole universe. And awda'a kullu ulum, awda'a al-ulum fi al-ba. And he put all these knowledges of our dunya in the ba. Not in the ta, not in the ta. Ta carry human being, the body and the spirit, the mass and the energy. Ta carry the three dimensions. Like both three of them like sheep. The first letter that human being open their mouth in the divine presence is beginning with the letter ba. When Allah said, Alastu bi rabbikum, qalu bala. They said ba. So the first letter that a human being open his mouth in dunya and in akhirah, in the day of promises, is the letter ba. That's why all secrets Allah put in the ba and honor the ba to begin the basmala.
Because it was the first letter that a human being accepted when Allah took the from the Zuriya of Adam alayhi salam, recite this verse.
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِهِمْ وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَى أَنْفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قالوا بلى شهدنا أن تقولوا يوم القيامة إنا كنا عن هذا غافلين صدق الله العظيم.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from Sayyidina Adam from his back, his zurriya, and he brought them in his presence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and asked them, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ I'm not your Lord, what they said? قَالُوا بَلَى What they said? بَلَى So what is the first letter they used? The Ba. That's why the first letter that has been used by Bani Adam was the Ba. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately followed the Ba with what? Billah, Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Is they took out the alif and become Bismillah in the name of Allah, because the Allah, the name Allah, is the indication of Ismullah al-Azim. إن كلمة الله هو الاسم الأعظم فإن سأل سائل وقال فإن سأل سائل به أعطي. Anyone ask through the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be answered. إِنْ دُعِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَجَابُ If anyone ask through Ismullah, Allah will give. وَإِذَا سُئِلَ بِهِ أَعْطَى And if you ask him to give you something, Allah gives. Some people might question, many times we are asking, and we do not get any answer, we are not giving anything, we are not accepted, our prayers are not accepted. So what is the reason? We answer them that dua has discipline and has principles. If you don't follow the principles and discipline of the dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept from you. What are the principles and the discipline of the dua? Is as-salah. Is as-salah wa islahul batil bil luqmatil halal. Is to fix yourself with the halal food. And look at halal. Anything you want to earn must be halal. If you earn anything by cheating, that will prevent the dua to be accepted. And that's why we say, that's why it is preferable when Sayyidina Umar came and he said, Ya Rabbi, we used to ask you by your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we have drought. Now we are asking with Al-Abbas, we have drought, that you give us rain. And he asked Al-Abbas to pray, and Allah gave, isn't it? Rain. That's a famous hadith. So these pious people, their dua are accepted. And that's why when you go to a pious person and ask him a dua, it's not a shirk. Because he is earning the bite, the halal bite. He is not earning. Through his earning, he is not eating something haram. He is not cheating. He is not deceiving. He is not stealing. What he is earning, is earning in the right way. And that's why when you want your dua to be accepted, either you eat halal, and that I am meaning halal only to go and buy halal Pakistani or Arabic meat. That's not what we are after. This has to be halal meat, but we are speaking everything that you do in your life must be halal, must be following
obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad, and following the Sharia.
وَقَدْ قِيلَ الدُّعَاءُ مُفْتَاحُ السَّمَاءِ وَأَسْنَانُهُ لُقْمَةُ الْحَلَلِ. A dua is the key for paradise, and the teeth of that dua, like a mouth, and the teeth is al-luqma al-halal, is the halal bite. And one of its conditions to have presence in your heart toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah said in Holy Quran, فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. When you want to ask Allah and to make dua, means you have to be pious in your religion. If you are not pious, let it be known to you that your dua is not going to be accepted. That's why we go to find these pious people where they are. You find them in mosques, you find them in Kaaba, you find them in Medina, you find them in any other place around the world. They are pious people sitting. You ask them their dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts because of their piety. Don't say what they can benefit me or do for me. Allah is saying this.
And it is said that الاسم الأعظم الذي شهر ذكره وطاب خبره ووجب طيبه وحرم نشره. الاسم الأعظم, the biggest name, the holy name that شهر ذكره, that is famous. And Sayyidina Musa asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach him that name, because with that name you can say be and it will be. All Anbiya ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them the name, the secret of the name of Bismillah al-Azam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give except to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Prophet did it, Jesus. Because Prophet keep that power for Allah, for Shafa'ah. He didn't. That's why you see Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in dunya tried to be less in miracles. The best miracles was the holy one for Hebrew. And the other miracles, he dropped them now. Because he's keeping that power for Akhirah, for Shafa'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Ismullah al-Azam in the name Allah. Ismullah al-Azam was hidden inside the name Allah. And it was given to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَلَمَّا وُجِدَ مَعْنَى الْإِسْمِ الْأَعْظَمُ وَصُورَتُهُ بِوُجُودِ الرَّسُولِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah brought him to existence, Allah gave that secret to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَبَاحَ ذَاكَ السِّرِّ النَّبِيِّ أَبَاحَ اللَّهُ الْعِلْمُ بِهِ كَرَامَةً لَهُ. Allah has given the secret of Ismullah al-A'zam to Prophet because of the كَرَامَةُ النَّبِيِّ عَلَى اللَّهُ, because of the honor of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah, because Allah honored him, he dressed him with that name. So now we are Bismillah ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman, ar-Rahma fi al-Lugha, riqqatul qalb. The mercy in the language is the softness of the heart. And Allah described Himself by the softness. Bismillah ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman fi al-Dunya, wa ar-Rahim fi al-Akhirah. Means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that grants you everything. His favor is over you, His provision is given to you, His will is to be good for you. Means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has took into consideration all kind of His mercy to give it to you, O human being, but I'm asking one thing, believe in me. And even you not believe, I am still going to be Rahman fi dunya wa Rahim fi akhirah. I will provide you in dunya. I will not stop it because I created you. I hope that one day you will repent, and if you don't repent, then in judgment day there will be different discussion. But in dunya, I will still give you mercy. I promise that I am still giving it to you. That's why he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman, ar-Rahman, ar-Rahim.
فإن أسماء الله تؤخذ باعتبار الغايات التي هي أفعال دون المبادئ.
Means Allah سبحانه وتعالى, from His mercy, His actions are not according to what you are doing. His actions are according to His favors on you, to His mercy on you. He doesn't look on what you have done. He doesn't care if you do wrong. But still He cares for you to grant you and honor you and provide you in dunya because He hope, Allah hopes that you will repent at the end. So that means I am the one that has put everything in the bar, all the knowledge, I gave it as in the name of Ismullah, which we call Ismullah al-Azam, that dressed Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the secret of that name, I gave Rahman in dunya for a human being, providing them with everything, although they might be, might dishonor me, might leave me, but still I am providing them with what I promised them. Because I am Ar-Rahman, and no one can be Ar-Rahman except me.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never accept to make less the provision of the corrupted person. Allah will give the corrupted person and Allah give the pious person. He might give the pious person less than the corrupted person. And He might give the corrupted person more than the pious person. And vice versa. It's up to Him, it's from His rahmah.
بَلْ يَرْزُقُ الْكُلِّ بِمَا يَشَاءُ.
He will provide everyone with what he likes.
It's not up to you.
You might work day and night to make $1 and you cannot make it. And someone else might play day and night and make $1 million.
It's up to us.
It's not up to you. Don't relate it to yourself. If you are poor, and don't relate it to the rich, if he is rich.
It's related to Allah's mercy on both of you.
Might be if Allah gives you and you are poor, you become corrupted. Might be He's keeping you poor to be
not corrupt, to be keep pious. Many pious people, Allah gave them, they become corrupted.
And many corrupted people, Allah gave them, they became good.
So Allah knows best. So don't relate what Allah's action and try to balance it with your action. It cannot work. When He says, I am Ar-Rahman, means He knows His mercy when He's sending it. And you must always ask Him, He will give you. If you are not being given, that doesn't mean that Allah is not giving, means there is something wrong.
Either He is not giving because He wants to give you that in Akhirah and it will be better for you, or your prayers are not reaching because of some bad amal you are doing.
So you check yourself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you what He is granting His pious people.
Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim means Al-Mutarahim. Iza suhila a'ta. Ar-Rahim means He is the one that feels with everyone. Ar-Rahman is the one that provides
everyone with His mercy.
Ar-Rahim is with the one that He feels. He feels your need. He feels what you want. Ask Him, He will give you. إِذَا سُهِلَ أَعْطَى. If He is asked, He will give. وَإِذَا لَمْ يَسْأَلْ Al Ghadib.
And if you don't ask him because of his, because he feels with you, he wants to give you. If you don't ask him, he will get upset with you, he will get angry with you. Allah will not be happy with you. Means you have to always keep asking and asking and asking and asking and asking. Never stopping. And that's why you see Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you read al-du'a al-ma'thura an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-adhiya al-ma'thura, the Prophet's du'a, thousands of du'as, always Prophet asking, never stopping. Means Allah likes people to ask him. Contrary to human being. Human being, if you ask them, they get upset. Isn't that? They kick you out. Allah, if you ask him, he's happy. He will just give you. If he doesn't give you now, he'll give you in akhirah. Ask me. Ad'uni astajib lakum. Inni qareebun ujibu da'wat ad-da'i idha da'ani. Allah said in the Quran, ask me, I give you. I'm very near. I will not return back, turn anyone away. I am not like a human being. If you go ask someone, he begins jumping here, saying, oh, I'm going to do that. I cannot do it. He jumps. Ya Alim. Be simple. وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الرَّحْمَةَ مِنْ صِفَاتِ الذَّاتِ وَهُوَ إِرَادَتُهُ إِصَالُ الْخَيْرِ وَدَفْعُ الشَّرِّ. Let it be known that الرَّحْمَة is from the attribute of the essence. The mercy is from the attribute of the essence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always wants the khayr to reach you and wants the shar to be away from you. Means wants the good to reach you and wants the evil to be away from you. And that's why he told you, if you want the evil to be away from you, what you have to say? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. He explained that last time. So when you say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, means you are throwing away shaitan from your heart and coming directly to Allah by saying Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So every amal you want to do, what you have to say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, means I am saying, Ya Rabbi, let me be saved. I seek refuge. A'udhu, what we explain it, means istighatha or asking means, or istighatha or madad, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking refuge in you from shaitan al-rajim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes shaitan al-rajim away, so what he will open for you? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Open for you reality of knowledge that he put in the Ba', that he put in Ismullah al-Azam, that he put in ar-Rahman, that he put in ar-Rahim. Understood? So any amal you want to do, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If you want to drink, say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Then shaitan cannot take the barakah of the drink from you. All your diseases will be cured. You will be cured from your diseases by saying, Ya Rabbi, ala niyati shifa, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imanan bika, Ya Rabbi, Allah, wa tasdiqan li nabiyika, wa tasdiqan li Qur'anika. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah for sure will take all sicknesses and give you health. Don't let shaitan to gossip and deviate you from this. And from his rahmah, what is the sign of his rahmah? What is one of the biggest signs of his rahmah? Explaining is the creation of universes and creation of a human being. خلق المخلوقات. From his rahmah, that it is Allah described His essence with it. It is one of the descriptions of His essence, Ar-Rahim, is creation of Al-Khalq, of the creation of the human being. If Allah was not Rahim, why to create us? We would have been unknown. When He creates you, you are known. You know. He wants you to know about Him. He created you. فَخَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ فَبِي عَرَفُونِ أَوْ فَبِهِ عَرَفُونِ. I created His creation, with it they knew me. If Allah didn't create you, how do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you know you are existing? So from His sifat al-Rahman, al-Zatiyya, the essence, the description of the mercy of the essence is the creation of a human being. فَلَمَّا خَلَقَ الْخَلْقَ عَلِمْنَا أَنَّ رَحْمَتَهُ صِفَةٌ ذَاتِيَّةٌ لِأَنَّ الْخَلْقِ إِصَالُ خَيْرِ الْوُجُودِ إِلَى الْمَخْلُوقِ وَدَفْعُ شَرِّ الْعَدَمْ عَنْهُمْ. By creating you, he made you to reach the unknown. By not creating you, he will keep you in the unknown. So from his rahmah, he created us. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna lillahi mi'atu rahmah." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 100 rahmah, mercy. A'ta wahidatan minha li ahli dunya. He gave one rahmah to all human beings and creation that He created in dunya. Waddakhala 99 ila al-akhirah yarhamu biha ibadah. And He left 99 rahmah to the judgment day to forgive His servant with that rahmah. Means we are all living in this world from Adam alayhi salam to judgment day with one rahmah. And you see how much you are happy in dunya with that one rahmah, and everyone is happy. And everyone is living, everyone is eating. What do you think when He will send His 99 rahmah that He left for Akhirah on judgment day? Anyone will be outside that rahmah? All nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummatul Nabi jami'an, all Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, Ummatul Nabi is going to be under this 99 mercy. So you think anyone will go to hell? As long as you say La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, wa iqamu salati wa ita'u zakati wa sawmu ramadan wa hajjul bayt, haqq, aw man istata'a alayhi sabila, you may be perished with that 99 rahim. That is all from Sifatul Rahim. He created these 100 rahim. And what Allah described in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim are two rahmah. One is ar-Rahman al-Amma wal-Khassa. They are two rahmah. One is Amma and one is Khassa. The public one, Amma, is for everyone, and Khassa is for some. And ar-Rahim is for some. In Akhirah, He will forgive Ahlul Islam. Send them to paradise. And He put them in al-basmala by saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَالرَّحْمَ الرَّحْمَانِيَّةِ عَامَةٌ لِشُمُولِ الذَّاتِ جَمِيعِ الْأَشْيَاءِ عِلْمًا وَعَيْنًا. الرَّحْمَ الرَّحْمَانِيَّةِ means the first one, ar-Rahman, the mercy of Rahman, is عَامَ شَامِلَ, is for everyone, including everyone. Amma ar-Rahma ar-Rahimiyya khasa, لأنها تفصيل تلك الرحمة العامة. It's only special for some, what Allah wants them to carry that rahmah. It is said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 3,000 names. And these 3,000 names, عرفها للملائكة. قال بالله تعالى 3,000 اسم ألف عرفها الملائكة. Allah has 3,000 names. 1,000 of them, He gave it to angels to know about it. Describing him how big is his rahmah. Because under every name, there is a rahmah that Allah will bless. Ibadahu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah will bless his servants in the judgment day. 1,000 names he gave to angels. 1,000 arrafaha al-anbiya. أو ألف عرف عرفها الأنبياء and 1,000 was known to prophets and 300 in Taurat, 300 in Injil, 300 in Zabur and 99 name in Holy Quran. So it is 2,099 names and one name he left for himself. No one knows. And these 3,000 names, all of them are being described in these three names. Allah gave 3,000 names. 1,000 names for angels, 1,000 names for Anbiya, 300 in Tawrat, 300 in Injil, 300 in Zabur, 99 in Quran, and one name is Bismillah al-Azam to himself. And all these 3,000, he put them in three names. And these three names are Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. And that's why when you say Bismillah, you say Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Means you are reciting the 3,000 names. By saying Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah is blessing you and giving you the tajalli of 3,000 names. فَمَنْ عَلِمَهَا وَقَالَهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى بِكُلِّ أَسْمَائِهِ. Anyone learn Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and that's why you have to teach it to the children, as if he has recited, he has called upon his Lord by his 3,000 names. When you say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as if you said you have recited the 3,000 names. Allah. وفي الخبر أن النبي عليه السلام قال. He said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the night that I have been lifted up to paradise to heavens, عرض علي جميع الجنان. All rivers of paradise I saw, and I saw between them four rivers. One from water, one from milk, one from wine, one from honey. And I asked Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, from where these rivers come and where it goes? He said, all of them, they go to your pond, Nahrul Kawthar. But I don't know from where it comes. Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, I don't know from where it comes, but what I know is all of them, they go, what you say, they merge and they fall, what you say? Come to your pond, Nahrul Kawthar, to your river. He said, if you want to know, Ya Muhammad, ask your Lord, He will teach you, He will tell you, or He will show it to you. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Ya Rabbi, from where they come? And one angel came. فجاء ملك فسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال يا محمد أغمض عينيك.
He greeted the Prophet and he said, يا محمد close your eyes.
فأغمضت قال فغمضت عيني ثم قال افتح عينيك.
He said close your eyes and then he said open your eyes. I mean he moved
somewhere and he opened his eyes. ففتحت فإذا أنا عند شجرة ورأيت قبة من درة بيضاء.
I found myself by a tree and it has a dome
white dome from pearl. And it has a door from gold, red gold. And it has a lock. And I saw, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His order, brought the whole universes that He created, the whole what Allah has created, with jinn and ins and its animals and its creation, with its trees, with the stars, with the universes, with the galaxies, what this what it means, everything. And that kubba, that dome, can carry them all. And it is still can carry more. From it's a huge dome that can carry all these universes with all its creation. That dome was on that tree. And it has a door from gold, and it has a lock on it. And it was a pearl dome. One pearl. How did it came? One pearl like that, where to find? Must be big ocean that you can find such pearl. Bahru Qudra. And I saw all these universes, Allah showed me all these universes has been put on that dome, and they are like a bird, Janisun ala Jabal, sitting on a mountain. All these universes became like a bird, so small, like a bird on a mountain.
How the bird on a mountain is small?
I saw all that small. فَرَأَيْتُ هَذِهِ الْأَرْبَعَ الْأَنْهَارِ الْأَرْبَعَ تَخْرُجْ مِنْ تَحْتِ هَذِهِ الْقُبَّةِ. And I saw the four rivers are coming from under that dome. When I begin to go back, to return, when I wanted to return, and the angel said to me, why you don't enter the dome? لِمَا لَا تَدْخُلِ الْقُبَّةِ. قلت كيف أدخل على بابها كفر لا مفتاح له عندي. How I can enter and on the door there is a lock and I have no key for it. And he said, يا محمد, the lock, the key of that lock is بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The key to open that door is بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فقل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say. So I approached toward the lock. And I said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And the lock opened. And I entered. And I saw these. And I saw these rivers are coming from different four sides of the dome. And I saw written on the top of every side of this dome, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And I saw a river, Nahrul Ma. I saw the river of water, which we call Arabic in Arabic Ma, coming from the letter Mim of Bismillah. Ra'aytu Nahrul Ma yakhruju min Mim Bismillah. Bismillah has a Mim. I saw the river of water Ma coming from the Mim of Bismillah. ورأيت نهر اللبن. I saw the river of milk coming from the ha of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah from the ha, the milk is coming. It means why the milk is the innocence. And ha represents who? The absolute unseen, means the absolute innocence that no one knows. That's why Allah said, "Yulad al-insanu ala al-fitra." Insan, human being, is born on innocence. Look like that shaykh is innocent, but nothing. Submission to his father. If you become like that to Allah, Allah gives you everything. How is your son now submitting to you fully? You is correct. You came and surrendered. If you surrender to your Lord, like we surrender to our parents, what is it Allah will give us? مَا لَا عَيْنُ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. Allah will give everything. And then I saw وَنَهْرَ الْخَمْرِ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ نِيمِ الرَّحْمَنِ.
And I saw the river of wine, khamr mean also, coming from the meme of the word Ar-Rahman.
Rahman has a meme also.
وَنَهْرَ الْعَسَلِ مِنْ نِيمِ الرَّحِيمِ.
And the river of asal, the honey, coming from the meme of the word Ar-Rahim.
فَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ أَصْلَ هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ الْأَرْبَعَ مِنَ الْبَسْمَلَةِ.
I knew then that the source of these four rivers are from the Basmala, from Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
فَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي بِهَذِهِ الْأَسْمَاءِ مِنْ أُمَّتِكَ بِقَلْبٍ خَالِصٍ مِنْ رِيَاءٍ وَقَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ سَقَيْتُهُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ.
And Allah said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, if your ummah asks me with a good heart, pure heart, without arrogance, without showing off, and they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim with that kind of purity, I will make them to squinch their thirst from these four rivers.
So, because of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
And in the hadith, لا يرد دعاء أوله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It is said in the hadith that never a dua will be rejected by Allah when it is beginning by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
وفي الحديث أيضا عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, من رفع قرطاسا من الأرض مكتوبا عليه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إجلالا له ولإسمه عن أن يدنس كان عند الله من الصديقين وخفف عن والديه وإن كان مشركين.
That if anyone see a paper on the floor written on it بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, he take it and put it somewhere in a best place, in respect for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make him from the level of Siddiqeen, ma'alladina an'ama Allahu alayhi min al-nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen. I will raise him to the level of Siddiqeen, trustworthy, pious people, and if his parents were mushrik, I will reduce that punishment little bit because of what he has done.
And it is said that is not a hadith, but it is a inspiration by some great scholars, Sheikh Ahmad al-Buni, في لطائف الإشارات. He said, لَإِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الْوُجُودَ تَفَرَّعَتْ عَنْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. That the tree of existence for everything came from the basmala, from بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. وَإِنَّ الْعَالَمَ كُلَّهُ قَائِمٌ بِهَا. And all these universes are existing by بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ بِحُرْمَةِ الْحَبِيبِ وَبِحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ. Next time we'll continue about Sayyidina Umar, what he said about a benefit of بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and continue Surah Al-Fatiha. السلام عليكم.